No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome, everyone, to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. Well, looks like we made it. May is behind us. We made it. You made it. Congratulations. You did it. May is gone. June is here. Welcome to the first day of June. So good to be here with you as we walk through the Bible in chronological order. And man, summer is quickly approaching, right around the corner, I believe. I got no complaints with spring so far. It's been so pleasant. My garden is flourishing. The rainwater, oh my gosh, it's so good. It's got all the right stuff that just, I'd say, sets it on fire, but it's growing and thriving and living, and it's not burning. Thank God it's not burning. I hope your spring is springy. I know in some parts of the world it is not so pretty for spring. You might be having a different season, and this is true of literally what's happening in our lives, and it's true of what is figuratively happening in our lives as well. So we hold on to that as we go about our day and we meet people and realize that we're all in different seasons, and some people are coming out of a season that we're just going into, and vice versa. And we share with each other. We have compassion for each other, for what we have already experienced and endured. We give grace to those that need what we needed when we needed it. And we have it because someone extended that grace to us that we experienced, that mercy to us. And what we received, we then give back. And this is how we change the world. One decision and one good deed at a time. Today we're going to read Psalm. We begin at 119 verse 89, and we're going to read through 176. This week we're reading the Common English Bible, Psalm 119 verse 89. Your word, Lord, stands firm in heaven forever. Your faithfulness extends from one generation to the next. You set the earth firmly in place, and it is still there. Your rules endure to this day, because everything serves you. If your instruction hadn't been my delight, I would have died because of my suffering. I will never forget your precepts, because through them you gave me life again. I'm yours, save me, because I've pursued your precepts. The wicked wait for me, wanting to kill me. But I'm studying your laws. I've seen that everything, no matter how perfect, has a limit. But your commandment is boundless. I love your instruction. I think about it constantly. Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, because it is always with me. I have greater insight than all my teachers, because I contemplate your laws. I have more understanding than the elders, because I guard your precepts. I haven't set my feet on any evil path, so I can make sure to keep your word. I haven't deviated from any of your rules, because you are the one who has taught me. Your word is so pleasing to my taste buds. It's sweeter than honey in my mouth. I'm studying your precepts. That's why I hate every false path. Your word is a lamp before my feet and a light for my journey. I have sworn, and I fully mean it, I will keep your righteous rules. I have been suffering so much. Lord, make me live again according to your promise. Please, Lord, accept my spontaneous gifts of praise. Teach me your rules. Though my life is constantly in danger, I won't forget your instruction. Though the wicked have set a trap for me, I won't stray from your precepts. Your laws are my possession forever, because they are my heart's joy. I have decided to keep your statutes forever, every last one. I hate fickle people, but I love your instruction. You are my shelter and my shield. I wait for your promise. Get away from me, you evildoers. I want to guard my God's commandments. Sustain me according to your word so I can live. Don't let me be put to shame because of hope. Support me so I can be saved, and so I can focus constantly on your statutes. You discard everyone who strays from your statutes because they are dishonest and false. You dispose of all the wicked people on earth like waste. That's why I love your laws. My body shudders because I fear you. I'm in awe of your rules. I've done what is just and right. Don't just hand me over to my oppressors. Guarantee good things for your servant. Please don't let the arrogant oppress me. My eyes are worn out looking for your saving help, looking for your word that will set things right. Act toward your servant according to your faithful love. Teach me your statutes. I'm your servant. Help me understand so I can know your laws. It is time for the Lord to do something. Your instruction has been broken, but I love your commandments more than gold, even more than pure gold. That's why I walk straight by every single one of your precepts. That's why I hate every false path. Your laws are wonderful. That's why I guard them. Access to your words gives light, giving simple folk understanding. I open my mouth up wide, panting because I long for your commandments. Come back to me and have mercy on me. That's only right for those who love your name. Keep my steps steady by your word. Don't let any sin rule me. Redeem me from the people who oppress me, so I can keep your precepts. Shine your face on your servant and teach me your statutes. Rivers of tears stream from my eyes because your instruction isn't being kept. Lord, you are righteous, and your rules are right. The laws you commanded are righteous, completely trustworthy. Anger consumes me because my enemies have forgotten what you've said. Your word has been tried and tested. Your servant loves your word. I'm insignificant and unpopular, but I don't forget your precepts. Your righteousness lasts forever. Your instruction is true. Stress and strain have caught up with me, but your commandments are my joy. Your laws are righteous forever. Help me understand so I can live. I cry out with all my heart. Lord, answer me so I can guard your statutes. I cry out to you, save me so I can keep your laws. I meet the pre-dawn light and cry for help. I wait for your promise. My eyes encounter each hour of the night as I think about your word. Listen to my voice according to your faithful love. Lord, make me live again according to your justice. The people who love to plot wicked schemes are nearby, but they are so far from your instruction. But you, Lord, are nearby too, and all your commandments are true. Long ago I learned from your laws that you had established them forever. Look at my suffering and deliver me, because I haven't forgotten your instruction. Argue my case and redeem me. Make me live again by your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, because they haven't pursued your statutes. You have so much compassion, Lord. Make me live again according to your rules. My oppressors and enemies are many, but I haven't turned away from your laws. I look on the faithless, and I am disgusted because they haven't kept your word. Look at how much I love your precepts. Make me live again, Lord, according to your faithful love. The first thing to know about your word is that it is true and that all your righteous rules last forever. Rulers oppress me without cause, but my heart honors what you've said. I'm overjoyed at your word, like someone who finds great treasure. I absolutely despise what is false, but I'm in love with your instruction. I praise you 7 times a day for your righteous rules. The people who love your instruction enjoy peace and lots of it. There's no stumbling for them. Lord, I wait for your saving help. I do what you've commanded. I keep your laws. I love them so much. I keep your precepts and your laws because all my ways are seen by you. Let my cry reach you, Lord. Help me understand according to what you've said. let my request for grace come before you. Deliver me according to your promise. Let my lips overflow with praise because you've taught me your statutes. Let my tongue declare your word because all your commandments are righteous. Let your power help me because I have chosen your precepts. Lord, I long for your saving help. Your instruction is my joy. Let me live again so I can praise you. Let your rules help me. I wandered off like a sheep, lost. Find your servant because I haven't forgotten your commandments. So this concludes Psalm 119. We began it a few days ago, maybe even a couple of weeks ago, and we concluded it today. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible, not just the longest psalm, but the longest chapter in the Bible. And we hear this appreciation, this gratitude, and this celebration of God's instruction, of his word, of his correction even. How often do we thank those that correct us? Wow, you're really helping me here, instead of getting defensive. I don't do that. And really, what this psalm does is reframes our view of the instruction that God gives us, his laws, his commandments. It's recognizing you're keeping us from harm here. You're keeping us from death, not literal death, maybe sometimes literal death, but a life of nothingness, because we're not choosing our own way, our own sin, our own selfish desires. We are choosing to obey God's law, choosing to obey and walk in the righteousness that makes us in right standing with God. We have some very famous passages in Psalm 119 from our reading today. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. May we have the heart of the psalmist today. Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you how it shifts our perspective, how it reframes things that we've carried for years, maybe our whole lives even. Thank you for clarity. And I pray that we would join the heart of the psalmist today. We hide our word in our heart so that we will not sin against you. May that not just be our prayer, may that be something we live out every day of our lives. And we will give you thanks, and we will give you praise. And I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the free app, that is 2.0. Download it. Take a look around, check it out if you haven't. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. We're really grateful that we don't have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or if you're utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right-hand corner. Lastly, look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you would like to pray for someone that's previously called in, if you would like to share what you believe God has answered prayer through the prayers of this community, several different ways for you to do so. For chronological, 800-583-2164, or again, utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top right section. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. When you are finished on the app, hit the little red microphone, and then right below that on the right, hit chronological to ensure that your call will get to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. I have a special guest with me here tomorrow. I hope you'll join us. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Good morning, guys, or whenever you're listening to this. This is Ashley in Texas, and I want to pray for Big Dave, who was scammed out of over $30,000 of his money. And I also want to pray for myself and ask for your prayers, as I found a lump in my breast and I have a mammogram this morning. So let's go to God in prayer. Dear Lord God in heaven, thank you, Lord, for the blessing of another day. Please, Lord, we ask forgiveness for any and every sin. And we ask that you just renew our faith, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for Dave. It is unlikely that he will get his money back, but God, you said what's impossible with man is possible with God. So I'm asking, Lord, that you supernaturally work it out so that he gets his money back, and that whoever this person is whoever stole his money, Lord, comes to Christ. Lord, I pray over my body that I be healed in the mighty name of Jesus, that they find nothing wrong, and that whatever the lump is can be handled minorly without any kind of radiation or chemotherapy or anything of that nature. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Satan, I rebuke you and your plan to kill, steal, or destroy me. I bind you, devil, and I send you back to hell where you belong. I bind any plan to take Dave's money or have him in poverty. I bind you, devil, and I send you back to hell where you belong. And I release up over Dave God's financial blessings. I release up over me God's health and protection and long life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Loveline and I'm calling in from France, and I'm calling in a sister calling this morning, and your prayer request touched me. So you should pray for family, relationship, families that are not together, that you hold so many functions to bring family together, but you discover some people will not come because of others and others. And I was reflecting on that concerning my family, and I discovered that it's actually true. There are a lot of resentment, a lot of anger, a lot of pride, a lot. And you say we should pray for those that are not Christian. And I look at my family, all of us are Christian. All of us are born again Christians. All of us attend Pentecostal churches, different Pentecostal churches. But yet the anger, the resentment in our hearts. And I will join you to pray for family, sister. I will join you to pray for family. That God should touch our hearts. That God should open our eyes to see reasons. God should bring us together. Whatever it is, you know, the devil, the Bible said in the book of Psalm 136, if I'm right, that behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in love. The devil know that when there is togetherness, a lot of things will not happen. So he devised every means to scatter family members, and a lot are going wrong. Sister, I'm praying for your family. I'm praying for my family. I'm praying for so many families here. There have been so many calls. People calling, parents calling for their children, resenting them. Children calling for their parents, resenting them. All of that will be in my prayer. Our brethren in prison, you're not forgotten. I always mention you in my prayer that God should...
Hey, DABC, it's his redeemed daughter in Florida. Oh, Jill, I love when you're in the Psalms, Psalms 111. Praise and exalt the Lord. His faithfulness endures forever. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I just love the praising God and saying these things, and I need to say it more often. Lord God, I'm asking for prayer again. I just don't know where to turn. I need discernment. I need you to show me where to go with this lymphatic fluid. For over a year, I've had the surgeon twice do surgery, and it's not working. And then he just had to stick a catheter in me, and I had to cancel my trip that I had scheduled. But thank you, God, that it's going to rain where I was going to go, and you upgraded it to a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. Good things happen to those who wait, because God is faithful. Lord, help me to hold on and to just keep praying for others and to show me where there's sin or anything going wrong, and show me where I need to go to a lymphatic doctor, massage therapist, where I need to go next. I'm praying for Kim, who called in about her foot and her cough and her GI tract, and the lady who's looking to put her RV somewhere. Praise God that you guys passed your tests. I'm just praying for everybody, and I love you all. But I'm just asking God, please show me where to go next with this this fluid. I have a catheter just stuck in me now, and it's just exhausting after a year. I love you, I trust you, and I know you're with me, but I get so sad and tired sometimes because I want to move forward, and then it's just one step forward.